That's all right.
We're gonna go ahead and do it anyway.
Vice Chairman Bowsman is on a conference call with the National Association of County Officials, so we're excusing him at this point, and he'll rejoin us a little bit later. So we are ready for planning and zoning. Yep, turn on a microphone.
All yours.
Oh boy, let us have it, Bart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. I have one agenda item today, and that is a conditional use for a public facility, with that public facility being a church. The location of the proposed conditional use is Lot 5 of Rocky Road Subdivision, which is located at 33 Stone Trail. This property is zoned rural residential, and a public facility is allowed as a conditional use in that zoning district, thus the reason for the application today. I will briefly hit on the high points of the findings necessary for the approval of a conditional use, and how this application, I believe, does not meet those required findings. The first one is whether or not the proposed use best serves the interest. The church is currently located in town, and one of the major issues, I believe, with this location is the individual well and septic system. As you'll recall, we discussed the new revised DEQ water and sewer rules. If the church is approved at this location, that water well becomes a public water supply well, because there will be more than 25 persons using that single water source. With that being the case, the ability of people in that vicinity to install a new septic, repair a septic, replace a septic, could be impacted. You'll recall one of the major changes with the new DEQ rules and regulations is an aquifer study done by a PE to determine the aquifer it's going to be discharging into, the septic system, how fast it's going to be discharging, and to locate the closest public water supply well and establish a buffer or protection zone around that public water supply well. So again, in my mind, that's a huge issue with this location. The impacts that could have on the residential development in this area. The other one, one of the other findings that I was unable to make was whether or not there's general compatibility with surrounding land uses. Again, this property is zoned residential. It's been developed as a residential subdivision. The impacts associated with this use, with traffic, noise, dust, are far above and beyond what would be expected with a normal residential use. And then finally, impact on water resources, and I think I touched on that, and I can certainly give more detail if you want. This application was heard at the March Planning Commission meeting. The staff recommendation and the recommendation of the Planning Commission was for denial or not to approve the application at this location. I believe written comments were received from five neighboring property owners, which were provided with your staff packet. And, you know, I don't know that I have to belabor anything here. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, but I think that hits the high points on it.
Okay. Gentlemen, any comments or questions for Bart at this point?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to open the floor to the public at this point, anyone that would like to speak on behalf or opposing to. We will go ahead and start at this side of the room, and we'll work our way across. How's that? Go ahead.
Kathy Anderson, half owner. Okay, third owner. The bank owns part of it. this piece of property right here.
Okay.
I object to this being changed so that it becomes a public water system or a public water well, and all of the ensuing thing that goes with it. I can't afford, if I have to have another septic system put in, to have any special studies done. I have neighbors that own land that would have issues with developing and putting their own houses on their own property if active drilling a well, they have to have special work done. It's not something that's going to benefit the neighborhood in terms of water. And we all know how important water is out in this part of the world. It's no objection to Duke or his church at all. I think from what I've seen him and of his crowd of people, excuse me, there's a formal name for that, congregation.
We're half a crowd of people.
They do a marvelous job. It's just that it changes the dynamics of the water and the water system in the neighborhood, and we can't afford that. Unless, you know, if the county chooses to approve it, then will the county be willing to pick up any additional costs that the homeowners bear as a result of it?
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Anderson.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Yes, go ahead. And I'll just remind everyone when you stand to speak, give your name and speak clearly.
I'm Sharon Stevens. I live at the same property as Ms. Anderson. My feelings are everything that Kathy said. And between the two of us, if we would have to put in a new septic tank or whatever, or move it or whatever it says to do because of the new regs, there's no way that we'd be anywhere close to being able to afford something like that. Those of us out in that subdivision, just, I mean, we're all pretty well established, pretty well settled in. And like Cass said, the new properties that people might want to build on and stuff, it's going to affect the whole area out there. Also, their area right in there is a major spot for the animals every year. And what's this going to do to the wildlife in that area when you've got all of the commotion or whatever going on? To me, I don't see them coming back. But I'm one that believes in the ability for the wildlife to have their areas. And I don't want to see this go away. That's one of the reasons I love it out here, is because you can sit and watch wildlife all day long.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Yeah.
John Paulson. I have the same concerns as what you've heard already. Just wanted to iterate that same things. And I'm afraid this could be a stepping stone for everybody else too, as in the property next to it that it has not been developed, as to make it a commercial lot. You know, I'm just worried about it. As this is not a rezoning, but somebody could say, hey, there is something commercial next door, why can't I? That's all I have. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. This side, go ahead, Duke.
Duke Edwards, pastor of Wilderness Church. When we initially started this, it looked like a really good idea, and then obviously we found out about the water and the septic and obviously what it's going to do to the neighborhood. The whole purpose of our church, the whole purpose we started it 4 years ago, is to make the community a better place, and I just don't see this making the community a better place. I mean, I feel what it's going to do to you guys and what's going to happen, and in light of all the discovery, I ask you guys to vote it down.
Okay. Thank you, Duke. Appreciate that. Anyone else?
I don't know. Yes, I don't know.
Yeah.
Say anything.
Okay. That's fine.
I wrote Thanatoli and I did write a letter.
Okay. Very good. We are in receipt of your letter. Okay. Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion we do not accept this as Bart recommended.
Would second that?
It has been moved and seconded that we deny the request for the conditional use permit. Any further discussion? Go ahead.
Just a comment. I appreciate that gentleman's concern and frank comment, and I thank you for that.
Yep.
And that's why I raised my hand. Yep. Thank you very much for butting in.
Yep. I was, thanks for stealing these thunder. Duke, I too appreciate that part. And what I wanted to say is this is a church, not a biker bar. But I appreciate that, and thank you very much. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. If we have a quick minute,
no.
I have one other.
You had your show. Okay, go ahead.
I've been in ongoing conversations with Mark Barron from DEQ. The Lincoln County commissioners, at least one or two of them, are going to meet with the director of DEQ in Cheyenne sometime in June.
Maxine can't hear you.
Mr. Barron thought maybe it would be a good idea if one or two of our commissioners wanted to piggyback on that meeting. And this is on the revised septic rules and maybe getting DEQ to
What day?
Loosen up a little bit, cut back a little bit. And in that same vein, I've talked to Matt, and I would recommend that perhaps the commissioners write a letter to DEQ. And I'll draft that if you so desire, just saying that until we get more guidance and a formal written interpretation of how these rules are going to be applied, we're going to continue to review and permit septics the way we have for the past 25 years. And Mr. Barron, he thinks that's an okay idea, and the state bureaucracy is probably worse than the county, and he said it could be years before we get an answer. So in that interim, we can proceed with business as normal.
Okay. Well, so when is that, Mark?
I'll find out exactly when the Lincoln County Commissioners are meeting and send out an email. But do you want me to go ahead and draft a letter in that vein?
I would agree with that.
That more guidance from the state, and until we get that.
Okay. That sounds good. Do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Everybody in accordance there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. All right. I'll count that as one of your easy ones. Wasn't sure it was going to be.
It's always easy when the guy that put in the application is coming in and speaks,
perfect.
Says no. It sounds perfect.
Yep, that makes it a lot easier.
I don't ever remember that happening.
I was going to say that was pretty nice.
Yeah. Most times they call and say, let's just withdraw.
Yeah.
Good for him. All right, excellent. Mary, do you have any more business for us here?
Yeah. I don't.
Are you sure?
Everything else that I have is on the agenda.
I got you. Very good. We have time then. We'll.
Do you want to?
Got anything else you want to need to bring up, or we hang out until our next point? I would say we could move forward on a few things, but you know, once we have them on the schedule, sometimes people wait until that time to show up.
I guess if Andre walked in, we could do him.
Yeah, if we could get him in here.
You want me to text him?
Early. Yeah, see if he can come. You know, hold on just a second. We might get Commissioner Bowsman back.
Yeah, because he was going to bring up some. Yep.
Why don't we stall? Let's do that. We'll take a break till 1:30, and we may get Commissioner Bowsman back sooner than later.